when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA. Everything's hazy and all out of focus when he touches me. I'm in the spell of a strange hocus pocus. It's so, I don't know. I'm so, I don't know. I don't know. But I know if it's love, then it's lovely. It's so nice to be alive when you meet someone who bewitches you. Will he be my all, or did I just fall a little bit in love?
Well, how could you only be a little bit in love with the voice of Audra McDonald? I would be totally in love if someone sang that to me. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature individual one-of-a-kind NPR station. That song was from Wonderful Town, music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Comden and Green. A charming song, not perhaps as well known as it could be, but perfect for today, because you all know what today is. Today is Valentine's Day. As Rodgers and Hart once said, each day is Valentine's Day, but today actually is. This happens only once every 7 years here on Broadway to Main Street that we get to actually be in the sweet spot of this particular holiday. So today's show is called Love, American Musical Style, and we'll go through the decades and hear how Broadway treated different ideas about love. And in fact, I'll tell you now, it's not really a big secret. The word love is in the title of every song today. How about that? Well, let us go to Showboat, 1927, the great culmination of the operetta era, with the beginning of a brand new kind of American musical theater. Music by Jerome Kern, lyrics, of course, by Oscar Hammerstein II. Here is a version from the 1992 Broadway version, which has Mark Jacoby and the dear, sadly departed Rebecca Luker singing as Magnolia, as beautifully as anyone has sung this score, You Are Love, from Showboat. Now we're in the heart of the 1920s, and love gets expressed in a lot more interesting, clever, funny, witty way. And who did that better than Ira Gershwin? And it's a good moment to remember and recognize the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, whose generosity goes so far to support Broadway to Main Street. Here is Fred Astaire singing a Gershwin classic from the mid-1920s.
He loves and she loves and they love, so why can't you love and I love too? Birds love and bees love, and whispering trees love, and that's what we both should do. I always knew someday you'd come along. We'll make a twosome that just can't go wrong, darling. He loves and she loves and they love, so won't you love me as I love you?
It happened down at the Golden Gate. A fool there was, and her name was Kate. She went and found herself a mate, and she suffered ever after. Of millionaires she could have her pick, but she played herself a dirty trick when she chose that guy whose name was Slick. She's a sap to love him so. Listen to her tale of woe. Slick, I fetch his slippers, fill up the pipe he smokes. I cook the kippers, laugh at his oldest jokes. Yet here I anchor. I might have had a banker, but boy, what love has done to me. His nature's funny, he's quarrelsome half the time. And as for money, he hasn't got a dime. And here's the joker, I might have had a broker, boy, what love has done to me. When a guy looks my way, does he get emphatic? Say he gets dramatic. I just wanna fly away. If I left him, he'd be all at sea. I'm just a slave. Life is a funny thing. He's got the gravy, I've got the wedding ring. But I still love him. There's nobody above him, boy. What love has done. Brains are minus. Oh, there's never a thought in sight. And yes, His Highness lectures me day and night. Oh, where was my sense to sign that wedding license? Boy, what love has done to me. My life is wrecking. Oh, I bet you could find him now out somewhere necking somebody else's frown. You get to know life when married to a lowlife. Boy, what love has done to me. Oh, I can't hold my head up. No, the butcher, the baker, all know he's a faker. Brother, am I fed up? Yes, but if I left him, I'd be up a tree. Where will I wind up? I don't know where I'm at. Oh, I make my mind up. I ought to leave him flat. But how I've grown so. I love that dirty song so. Boy, what love has done to me. Oh, boy, what love has done to me.
Another Gershwin love song with love in the title, Boy, What Love Has Done to Me, from Girl Crazy, 1930. That is Mary Clear Heron, one of my favorite singers ever. And boy, what her singing does to me, I can't tell you. Accompanied by Richard Rodney Bennett. What a wonderful song. Well, the innocent ebullience of the Gershwins gets twisted maybe one more notch into the world of ironic cynicism with Rodgers and Hart. Here are Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney singing from a song written for Babes in Arms by Rodgers and Hart, which they reprised in the Rodgers and Hart biopic Words and Music, a wonderful duet, just in time for Valentine's Day.
You don't know that I felt good when we up and parted.
You don't know I knocked on wood, gladly brokenhearted.
Worrying is through, I sleep all night, appetite and health restored.
You don't know how much we're bored.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick to bargain when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the fights. I wish I were in love again.
The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again.
No more pain.
No more strain.
Now I'm sane, but I would rather be Gaga, the pulled-out fur of Captain Kerr,
the fine mismating of a him and her.
We've learned our lesson and we wish we were in love again. The blackened eye, the words I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. I wish I were in love again.
When love congeals, it soon reveals the faint aroma of performing seals, the double crossing of a pair of eels. I wish I were in love again. No more care.
No despair.
I'm all there now. But I'd rather be punch drunk.
Believe me, sir, I much prefer the classic battle of a him and her. We don't like quiet and we wish we were in love.
In Verona, my late cousin Romeo was three times as stupid as my Dromio. For he fell in love and then he died of it. Poor half-wit. This can't be love because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well, but still I love to look in your eyes.
This must be love, for I don't feel so well. These sobs, these sorrows, these sighs. This must be love, here comes that dizzy smell. My head is up in the skies. Just now my heart stood still, it missed a beat. This is love. This must be love for Mr. Big.
This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes.
The Flip Side of Love by Rodgers and Hart. That was Holly Harris, who I don't know, but Jack Cassidy, who I do know, jumping the octave at the end of This Can't Be Love from the Boys from Syracuse. This is Larry Maslon. We're looking at love today. Of course, it's Valentine's Day. I hope everyone is holding hands with someone, walking down a lane somewhere, maybe socially distanced, but maybe you're in enough of a pod that you can hold hands and enjoy the day. Here on Broadway to Main Street on WLIW-FM, let us go to the 1970. Here are two songs by Bach and Harnick, Jerry Bach and our Hamptons neighbor, Sheldon Harnick, about love. Neither of them are from She Loves Me, which you would expect, but here's a wonderful duet from the Rothschilds, their 1970 musical, and here is Paul Hecht and Jill Clayburgh talking about the ebullience and the fun and the adventure of being in love.
Papa, Mama, I'm in love, and it happened in a trice, like a touch of summer sun, she has melted all my ice, I'm in love. I'm incurably obsessed, though I'm puzzled by her brain, I'm bedazzled by the rest. She's fragrant but frosty, caustic but kind, lilacs and lemons combined, but I don't mind. Papa, Mama, I'm in love with her appetizing air, with the angle of her nose, with the ringlets in her hair. To see her dainty slippers, I would skip my morning clippers. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. It was rapid and complete. In a minute and a half, I was lying at her feet. If his craziness increases, our affairs will go to pieces. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. Our courtship will doubtless be parry and thrust, a hardship, but marry I must, marry I must. Hannah, Hannah, tell me why couldn't I pick a timid English lark? I have to fall in love with a Jewish Joan of Arc, but I'll woo her and pursue her till I manage to subdue her. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love.
It is hard to believe since humanity began there has been a more oblique or exasperating man. Heaven knows you're a forger to the teeth, cold and callous to the eye, conscientious underneath. Your cryptic behavior has left me confused, puzzled and feeling abused, and you're amused. Nathan, really, will you please tell me why, if you love me as you say, you treated me before in that overbearing way? When I think of your dramatics and your verbal acrobatics, I'm annoyed, I'm provoked, I'm enraged. We're engaged.
Golda, do you love me?
Do I what?
Do you love me?
Do I love you? With our daughters getting married and this trouble in the town, you're upset, you're worn out, go inside, go lie down. Maybe it's indigestion.
Golda, I'm asking you a question. Do you love me?
You're a fool.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love you?
Well,
For 25 years I've washed your clothes, cooked your meals, cleaned your house, given you children, milked the cow. After 25 years, why talk about love right now?
Yolda. The first time I met you was on our wedding day. I was scared.
I was shy.
I was nervous.
So was I.
But my father and my mother said we'd learn to love each other. And now I'm asking, Golda, do you love me?
I'm your wife.
I know. But do you love me?
Do I love him?
Well,
for 25 years I've lived with him, fought with him, starved with him. 25 years my bed is his. If that's not love, what is?
Then you love me. And I suppose I love you too. It doesn't change a thing, but even so, after 25 years, it's nice to.
That, of course, was the closed parentheses on Love by Bach and Harnick from Fiddler on the Roof, an older couple looking back on 25 years. My goodness. Alfred Molina and Randy Graff from the Broadway Revival. Julie Stein was an incredible composer when it came to love. He wrote with so many wonderful lyricists. Here's the partnership that I think is the most transcendent. It's Stein and Comden and Green, a wonderful song about love from Do Re Mi, their 1960 musical, here sung for an encores production by Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Albums for lovers with hot, sexy covers. It's love, yes, it's love, Phil. The tale I know about love, yes, all about love. I've had numerous worlds with available girls. I know about love. I recite all the sonnets, I sing all the songs that everyone's heard. I know love's a word that rhymes with the stars above. In movies I've seen, when love fills the screen, then the fireworks flare, violins fill the air, the universe reels. For love's a magic spell, it's what makes music sell. I know all about it, all except how it feels. What makes music sell? I know all about it, all except how it feels.
It's always love. It's always love. There is a violent reaction to some chemical attraction on her part as well as his. And you have love, and you have love. Or do we dare in a democracy to shatter the hypocrisy and call it what it is? And what it is, and what it is just a lot of heavy breathing with some simmering and seething, not unpleasant now and then. But then it starts, but then it starts. It starts an open invitation to a moral obligation that is very bad for men. Yes, very bad for men. And after all, am I responsible at all? Because she needed to believe that I was something that I'm not. And if I shattered her illusions, she was jumping to conclusions. So here am I, so here am I. I had an innocent reaction to a physical attraction. Now my back's against the wall. It's always love, it's always love. Well, I am not convinced at all. She'll label me a heel, you know. I'm really not a heel, you know. It wasn't a bad deal, you know. Think how good I made her feel, you know. When all is said and done, you know, she had a bit of fun, you know. You didn't see her run, you know. She's over 21, you know. Now she'll be hurt. Now she'll be hurt. Her little life will be in patches, and her breath will come in catches, and her nerves will be a knot. And as for me, and as for me, for just some momentary pleasure, I have run off with a treasure. Call the cops and have me booked. It's always love. It's always love.
Damn it all.
I think I'm hooked.
Another love song, music by Julie Stein, this time lyrics by Bob Merrill. That was from Sugar, the musical version of Some Like It Hot. And I think that's a wonderful 11 o'clock number sung by Tony Roberts. Well, we've looked at the 20s, 30s into the 70s here on Broadway to Main Street. Today's show, Love, American Musical Style. But love wasn't always boy-girl in the Broadway canon. Here is the first song I know of between a gay couple. It was from an off-Broadway musical called Boy Meets Boy in the mid-70s. So here's a historical marker, folks. It's not Lacajo Foal from 1983, which we looked at last week. This is an off-Broadway musical from 1975, I think. Does Anybody Love You? From Boy Meets Boy, and the singer is David Gallegly.
Please, does anybody love you? Do you have a special love affair? Someone who worries about you, who's always true and tender too, and waits for you somewhere. So please say, does anybody love you? For if by some lucky chance the answer is no, and you haven't anyone to love you, then do you mind if I, well, I mean I think I don't know how to say it. I wonder why. I'm too embarrassed, I'm too shy. Too shy to say it to myself. How can I say it to you? But suddenly that's just what I've got to do. So please say, does anybody love you? For if by some lucky chance the answer is no,
floating away, lifted up to the clouds by a kiss. Never felt nothing like this. Than me, I don't recognize. Love's the one thing I knew all about. I had it all figured. What about trust? What about tenderness?
Tenderness.
What about tears when I'm happy? What about wings when I fall? I want you to be a story for me that I can believe in forever. So
what about
love? Will you be my light in the storm? About joy.
What about joy?
What about tears when I'm happy? What about wings when I fall? I want you to be a story for me that I can believe.
That was What About Love from the 2015 revival of The Color Purple. Cynthia Erivo and Jennifer Hudson showing us another side of love, another kind of couple, which is important as Broadway blossoms and grows in its sense of inclusion over the decades. Well, we're winding up our Valentine's Day love show. And what song are we going to end with? Well, there's really only one. It's the gold standard. It is If I Loved You from Carousel, this called The Bench Scene, certainly one of the most brilliantly constructed duets in the history of Broadway. Here is a television recording, the music from a television recording of the original cast. So that's Jan Clayton and John Raitt, and it's the entire scene. So what better way to close out Valentine's Day? I hope everyone has had a lovely day, either with someone they love or contemplating someone they love or contemplating the possibility of contemplating somebody they love. And Rodgers and Hammerstein will take us out of today's program here on Broadway to Main Street. And we look forward to seeing you next week, every Sunday at 3. My love to all of you.
Say, tell me something. Ain't you scared of me? I mean, that's what that cop said about my taking money from girls.
I ain't scared.
That's your name? Julie? Julie something?
Julie Jordan.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you sorry that you didn't run away? You can still go if you wanna.
I reckon that I cared a chance to stay. Couldn't take my money if I didn't have any, and I don't have a penny, that's true. And if I did have money, you couldn't take any, 'cause you'd ask and I'd give it to you.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan. Ain't you ever had a feller you'd give money to?
No.
Ain't you ever had a feller at all?
No.
Well, you must have had a feller you went walking with.
Yeah.
Where'd you walk?
Nowhere special, I recall.
In the woods?
No.
On the beach?
No.
Did you love him?
No. I never loved no one. I told you that.
But you're a funny kid. Do you want to go into town and dance, maybe? Or...
No. I have to be careful.
Of what?
My character. You see, I'm never gonna marry. I'm never gonna marry. If I was gonna marry, I wouldn't have to be such a stickler. But I'm never gonna marry, and a girl who don't marry has gotta be much more particular.
Suppose I was to say to you that I'd marry
you.
Oh, well, that scares you, don't it? You're thinking about what that cop said.
No, I ain't. I never paid no mind to what he said.
But you wouldn't marry anyone like me, would you?
Oh, yes, I would. If I loved you, it wouldn't make no difference what you did. Not even if I died for it.
How do you know what you'd do if you loved me, or how you'd feel, or anything?
I don't know how I know.
Just
the same, I know how it'd be if I loved you. When I worked in the mill, weaving that loom, I'd gaze absent-minded at the room. And half the time the shuttle would tangle in the thread, and the warp would get mixed with the wool. If I loved you.
But you don't.
No, I don't. But somehow I can just exactly how I'd be if I loved you. Time and again I would try to say all I'd want you.
don't love her. That's what you said, wasn't it?
Yes. I can smell them, can you? Wind brings them down.
Ain't much wind tonight. Hardly any.
You can't hear a sound, not the turn of a leaf, nor the fall of a wave hit in the sand. The tide's creeping up on the beach like a thief, afraid to be caught stealing the land. On a night like this, I start to wonder what life is all about.
And I always say two hens are better than one to figure it out.
I don't need you or anyone to help. I got it figured out for myself. We ain't important. What are we? A couple of specks of nothing. Look up there.
There's a hell of a lot of stars in the sky. And the sky's so big, the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I, we don't count out.
Don't ever remember meeting another girl like you. You trying to get me to marry you?
No.
Well, then what's put it into my head?
You're different, all right.
Can't think what it is. You look up at me with that little kid face like you trusted me.
I wonder what it'd be like.
What?
Nothing. I know what it'd be like. It'd be awful. I can just see myself,
kind of scrawny and pale, kicking at my food, and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dickie and a collar and a tie. If I love you.
But you don't.
No, I don't.
But somehow I can see just exactly how I feel. If I loved you time and again, I would try to say all I'd want you to know. An easy way round in circles I'd go, longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass.
Anybody. Even if a girl was foolish enough to want me, I wouldn't.
worry about it, Billy.
Who's worried?
You're right about there being no wind. The blossoms are just coming down by themselves. Just their time to correct.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.